I grew up in Detroit on the east side and attended Notre Dame High School, which is no longer there. Lives in Harper Woods right next to Eastland, which is also no longer there. Growing up, as it relates to my grandmother, I wasn't as aware as I am now of her, the importance of her job, right? Or the jobs she had within politics and government. I always just looked at her as grandma, right? She was the same grandma that would just cook for us and, you know, we travel with a little bit. And, you know, she was a very loving, very attentive grandmother.
Tell me about becoming aware of who your grandmother was in the world, who she was for other people.
When you can pick up the paper and see your grandmother's picture, whether it's something good or bad, you say, okay, well, wait a minute. Why is she making the news, right? People that would come by the house, I spent a lot of time with her, and so I would meet and see these people who were obviously important. So then that kind of helps you understand that maybe she's doing something important.
Tell me about her.
So she came out of the Shrine of the Black Madonna. That was her foundation. That was her church. It was the church that encouraged her to move forward from activism towards politics. And so she first started her journey with the school board, then from the school board to becoming a state rep, then from state rep to city council in the 80s, and then from council to Congress in 91. And then she served until 97, and then she lost, took a break at the same time she lost. She lost her mother, right? And that was pretty tough on her. But then picking herself back up, she decided to give politics a go again, and she finished her career, her political career, as a city council member.
How do you think about her legacy?
I mean, for me, it's a lot of looking back. I'll give you an example. A 10-year-old me, or however old I was, meeting Isaiah Thomas, meeting John Sally, the bad boys, right? The reason I met those players was because she was teaming up with them to hand out food baskets to the less fortunate, right? What I don't want to be lost on people is how passionate she was about fighting for Detroiters. So if you want to talk about the food dating bill, and poorer communities, it used to be that they would not put an expiration date on food. So she came up with a food dating bill, and that was solely out of concern for her people. When you look at sexual harassment, when you look at equal pay for women as it relates to pensions, those are things that were modeled after her work. So if you're a young woman today, you certainly should know the name Barbara Rose Collins, even being the first Black female elected to Congress from the state of Michigan. You got to keep in mind that she comes from a family off of Shane and Matt. That's the Black Bottom. And at her core, she never lost sight of her people, no matter how high she got, including but not limited to her family, right? That's the thing I loved about her, or one of the things I loved about her the most, how much she loved her family.